that you're going to bubble forth and bring out and pour out upon us in this body. We pray that it would help us to want to climb that mountain and be closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
One of the fun experiences that I've had in the last four teachings is I talked about aircraft carriers. And I know that Cool Hand Luke, I guess he isn't here. Where's Cool Hand Luke?
He was getting water for his parched throat
from all that singing. There is a person that I want to talk about in the natural. It says first the natural, then the spiritual. And Jesus oftentimes used examples. Examples. He would take natural events from a sower to, if you will, fishermen. He would take natural events and then undergird it with spiritual things. I like planes. I think you've all gathered that. I know Pastor Suzanne likes airplanes. I loved to fly when I was young. But I want to tell you about one person on a team. As I discussed last time, when we talk about aircraft carriers, we're talking about teams. Those that operate on the flight deck. I said there could be 150 to 200 men with a myriad of aircraft there. But in my last teaching, I didn't talk about one particular person, and I held off for such a time as this. And many of you have heard about this person, and you can tell me what it is. He's referred to as the L-S-O. The L-S-O. Didn't even know what that stands for. The Landing Signal Officer. He is the man that stands at the very place where the jets come into land. And there he holds paddles, the word and the spirit, if you will. He holds those paddles. And as the plane goes into, as the jet takes and goes into its final approach, it's up to the signal officer to direct those jet aircraft coming in close to 350 miles an hour onto a thin little deck and to land them safely. And you will see the LSO standing out there with these paddles, and he's doing this. He's doing this. It almost sounds like when we praise the Lord, huh? You see us waving our hands and praising the Lord. But the signal officer will go like this, saying you're tilting too far to the left, or you're too far to the right, or you're too low. And the eye of the pilot that is coming in at 350 miles an hour, that has to get on this little postage stamp, has his eyes trained on that one individual. God has set an LSO, if you will, in every local body. Not that they're more important than anybody else, but when it comes to life and death, they're the ones that direct million-dollar aircrafts and the lives of men and women on that flight deck so that there would be a safe conclusion to that landing. God has given us LSOs. It is the apostle, prophet, and teacher. These are the three in which the church is built on. The direction of the church. The doctrine of the church. And if you will go in your Bibles, I'm going to continue on something that I spoke about last time, but I'd like you to go again to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. We went over this. We talked about the five wise and five foolish virgins. But in Matthew 25, I want to talk about something else that is very apparent. Something I want to talk to you about. Matthew 25. It goes this way. Is Kurt awake? Reverend Natalie, okay, as long as Kurt's awake. The kingdom of God is likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps, went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 of them were foolish. And we discussed the foolish ones last time. The foolish ones are like on the aircraft carrier. Everybody has their color. Either it is purple for fueling, or it's red for taking care of the ammunition, or it's green taking care of the hooks on the plane, or it's the yellow that direct the aircraft. It's the silver that take care of any fires or explosions. It's the white that takes care of the safety. It's the blue that runs the tractors around and directs. And most importantly, the brown, which is called the shooter.
No. Yellow shooter.
Yellow shooter? Thank you, Cool Hand Luke. Cool Hand Luke says it's yellow shooter. It's the yellow shooter.
I remember.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Luke, for that correction. But the important thing for you to remember is that everybody's place on that aircraft carrier, everybody's place in the local body is critically important. You cannot take the men and women that operate on the flight deck and put them on another carrier. The reason being is because each aircraft carrier has different characteristics. Every local body has characteristics to help us make it to the best in God. So what happens sometimes? Let's say the green shirt says to the yellow shirt, hey, I'm tired of being greeny. I want to be a yellow. What happens? If the yellow gets there, all of a sudden all the aircraft are falling off the ship. Because the guy that's green, who takes care of the plane hooks, doesn't know the job. And it's very dangerous. The flight deck of an aircraft carrier or warship is critical, as is the LSO. So there was five wise, five foolish. And there were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. I want you all to read that with me in verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, no. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. Does that seem selfish to you? Oil. The wise were ones that bought oil. And when the unwise sought the oil from the wise, they said, no, you've got to buy it yourself. Oil is something that you buy. If you look at the 12 apostles, you will find that there were 12 of them. Three of them went to the Mount of Transfiguration, but only one of them went to the foot of the cross. And he was the LSO, because Jesus said, behold your mother, John. Mother, behold your son. The care of the church was in the hands of this LSO that went to the top of Mount Transfiguration. We know, based on secular history and some church history, that John the Apostle, the Revelator, was possibly boiled in oil, and he was exiled to an island called Patmos, which means my killing, killing of flesh. And there, in the most difficult place, the hot sun beating down, there he had a revelation of the eternities. And we have the book of Revelation given to us through John the Revelator. I want to talk about selling oil. If you read Proverbs very carefully, you'll find it says, buy oil and sell it not. Buy oil and sell it not. Here the foolish virgins come to those that have climbed the mountain, that have endured. Those foolish virgins are the ones that wanted to try on the different shirts on the aircraft carrier. And they would go over here because they liked what they did. And then they would go over here. But they wouldn't stay in their assigned place that God had placed them. They were foolish. But the wise stayed and endured. He who endures to the end, the same shall be saved or delivered. I have received a revelation of God about the importance of every local church. Sonship is a local church. We are an aircraft carrier. And it's the prophets that are our LSOs. And each of you, and speaking of each of you, I am overjoyed with our meetings on Thursday nights to hear the comments that people have made about Ryan Moore. Do you hear Ryan Moore? He has an ear to hear. He's below decks in the aircraft carrier, but he hears. You know, I saw in that man an anointing that has been dormant. And then to listen to Rachel, the most picky person, not negative, picky, she could spot a false doctrine a mile off, say to my wife, "You did a great job with the women's meeting." I realized that I've been sleeping for close to 49 years with this woman, never really realizing that I was sitting and laying next to a wonderful golden pot of oil. You see, the foolish virgins always wanted to go where it was they felt, or they feel God's leading them. When the sure word of prophecy, the word of God, overrides that. Overrides it. And many of the people rebelled against the prophets of old. They were the LSOs. "Hey, Israel, quit sinning and worshiping Baal. Get your wings up. Hey, Israel, quit worshiping false gods. Quit cursing. Quit giving up. Quit fornicating. Quit committing adultery." And these LSOs were constantly shaking, rattling, and rolling, so much so that the prophet Ezekiel not only told them, but he had to demonstrate it. What if God told you, "You're the LSO, we need people to pay attention to you. Jets are coming to land on your deck. And they're not paying attention, so take your clothes off." Maybe they will finally pay attention. "Whoa, I better pull this plane up so they don't crash." Or you go into the mess hall and everybody's just picking from the dessert tray. And all of a sudden you have this prophet over there cooking food on cow dung. Nobody wants to eat it from the dessert tray anymore. They said, "Eat the solid food that was cooked on the stove." The LSO has the most challenging job of anybody on that deck. Life and death are in the mouth of those that know the Word of God, have the sure Word of God, that are prophetic. Tonight, oil is the key. Keep in mind, Jesus walked on the water. And for all you ladies that have made salad dressing, especially Italians, what happens? What do you do when you make oil and vinegar and you put them together? What happens to the oil? It separates from the vinegar. It goes to the top. People say, "Well, Jesus walked in the water." Why? Because there's a word that we hear. There's a word that we hear. Christos. The word Christos, we get the word charisma. You sometimes hear people that are charismatic. But the word carries means oil. You see, Jesus couldn't sink. Why?
He was the anointed of God. He was the Christos, the anointed vessel of God. What are you doing at Sonship?
You're buying oil and you're not selling it. That means that you are in the house of God on that flight deck receiving and sending off aircraft to keep everybody safe and to do your job. You can't say, well, I think I got a headache. Now, don't get me wrong. There's legitimate sickness. If you have kids, you get, there are petri dishes of disease. But anyway, the important thing for you to keep in mind is that Jesus could walk on the water, and he did many things because he had the anointing of God from the very beginning upon him. It says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus and remained. Have you ever noticed that a dove does not land on a barking dog? But a dove will land on a place of peace. And Jesus said, peace I give unto you. And God wants us to be people of peace. As the LSO directs, what if one of those plane pilots disagrees with the LSO? What happens? Boom. Or they become foolish and they won't listen. The greatest challenge you are going to have as Christians is with your mind, will, and emotions. It says, add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue self-control. From self-control, patience. With patience, brotherly kindness. From brotherly kindness, love. Peter wrote that. And how are we going to land? How are we going to make it to the top of the mountain and remain? How are we going to be vessels that the Holy Spirit rests on? Are you going to be one of those pilots coming in to land at 350 miles an hour with a Phantom jet or a F-35 coming in and you have the LSO says, well, I don't feel like it today. Oh, hello, Jane. Hello, Mary. And the pilots go. There's a famous phrase. It's not in the scriptures. Know when to hold them and know when to fold them. No, I am not suggesting that we have a poker night at Sonship. People ask, can Christians gamble? They've asked me that. I said, sure, as long as you win every time. Because our God is not a loser. So if you can go, and every time you buy a lotto ticket or something, and you win, fine. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. But you start losing, that ain't God. Now, I don't want to get into the particulars about it. Because I like to play video games, and I love to play these games where you put the quarter in and the ding. Well, some people see it just as gaming. I'm not getting into that conscious level, but I am saying God wants us to be wise. And the times that you've endured in the house of the Lord when you wanted to be someplace else or you felt led and you stayed put, oil is going into your vessel. And when those that flitter around, well-meaning, come to you and say, could you give me some of your oil? You say, no, I bought it. And this is for the bridegroom. How many believe that Jesus wanted to go to the cross? He said, Father, if it's possible. But it's not my will, it's thine be done. He broke out as of sweats of blood with the terrible pressure of what he had to endure that you and I might live or have life and have it more abundantly. So I say to all you virgins, you're on a landing craft or you're on a carrier, you're in a boat, and it's very important that you do your job and you stay where God has assigned you. Does that mean that the LSO doesn't have a chance to take a break, a coffee break? No. But it does mean that his primary responsibility is to that ship and the safety of that ship and landing those aircraft. Just as the leaders that God placed over you in the local body are responsible for giving you the ability to land, to be established. And believe me, brothers and sisters, the work that these men do on those carriers and the women, they're there sometimes 14 to 18 hours a day. Isn't that grueling? We are his flock. We are the sheep of his pasture. He has called each of us. He has set us and he has given us a job. He's given us a place to have our habitation. And it's there that we will climb with him to the very top of the mountain. We cannot stop in the middle of the mountain if we want to make it to the top. I saw that clearly tonight. I want to see the glory of the Lord. How about you?
Amen.
I want to see the blind eyes open, the deaf hear, the lame walk. I want to see the dead raised. I've had a few of those incidences in my life over my Christian experience. But I'd sure like to have more. I'd like to pray for the sick, and they're always recovered. But I have to admit, there's some of them that die. I like to lay my hands on the dead and have them recover. A couple of them came up. The rest just stayed put. We buried. What does that tell me? I need to buy oil. Because if I have oil on me, death can't hold me. Sickness cannot bear with you. The oil that came down upon Aaron from on high as he went into the most holiest of all on his head flooded down onto his beard, into his clothing, to the very sandals. They didn't have sandals in the tabernacle. Got you with that too. It was other feet. The anointing oil that God places on your right thumb, your right ear and your right toe to deliver us from all leprosy and all sickness, and for the anointing to the priesthood. Tonight, we are going to take communion. I have oil in my hands now. I am going to have you, I'm going to have, if it's possible, if you would, Deaconess Jane, come here, and Deacon Kelly, would you come here? This is okay. And I'm going to have you take the communion. And I need an LSO, which is